This is Degaris, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers. That is 2-3 page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 521, entitled, Millions of Feminists Are Going to Lose Their Boyfriends Because of Their Feminist Monoconsciousness. Description. This flyer predicts that millions of feminists are going to lose their boyfriends when these men become bi-conscious and see the monoconsciousness of their feminist girlfriends as bigotry and then dump them. This will cause such pain amongst millions of women that it will force them to become bi-conscious if ever they want to have a boyfriend again in a world that is becoming ever more bi-conscious. These women will either adapt or die, rotting on the shelf. Now, flyer itself. Millions of feminists are going to lose their boyfriends because of their feminist monoconsciousness. By Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. The thing that sticks most in my throat about the abrupt end of my most recent e-dating relationship, in brackets, see flyer 514 for details, were the parting words of my then girlfriend. She said, quote,
"Your words were very offensive to women. This relationship is over. Don't contact me any further."
End quote. What really pissed me off about the mentality behind these words was the arrogant, hypocritical bigotry of her monoconscious feminist attitudes towards men. She's no different from millions of other monoconscious feminists who have been utterly brainwashed over the past six decades of their gender political monopoly, that gender oppression is a one-way street. That it is men who are the oppressors and women the oppressed. This basic message has been pumped into women in their billions over the past half century or more, so it's not surprising that my most recent ex-girlfriend reacted the way she did. In her mind, it's absolutely taboo for a man to shit on women, since women have every right to be extremely hostile to such an attitude of men as seen by her monoconscious attitudes. Feminists see masculists pissing on women for all the ways that women oppress men, in brackets, and in fact worse than vice versa, as just more male misogyny that feminism strongly combats. What the feminists, in all their deep-rooted monoconsciousness, fail to understand is that masculists have very powerful reasons to shit on women, that is, various categories of women, namely fluffies and fluffy feminists, for the massive ways these women gender oppress men, especially in the divorce courts, with women's major gender crimes against men, for example, their decades-lasting man-slavery, their paternity fraud, their tooth-and-nail hypocritical opposition to the legislation of the para, that's paternity rejection right, etc., etc. From a bi-conscious masculist point of view, the above statement, quote,
"Your words were very offensive to women,"
is hypocritical, since women, feminists, have been dumping on men for decades, for example.
"Men are pigs. Men are rapists. Men are toxic," etc.
So feminists, monoconscious feminists, in brackets, who by definition know nothing about masculist ideas, are profoundly hypocritical in masculist eyes, having an attitude that it's okay for women, for feminists, to lash out at men for the ways that men oppress women, for example, rape, sexual harassment, domestic violence, etc. But it's not okay for men, for masculists, to lash out at how women oppress men, and in fact worse than vice versa, given that many of women's gender crimes against men last decades, For example, women's decades-lasting man's slavery, women's paternity fraud, women having the mara, but men not having the para, etc. Biconscious maskers have little patience with monoconscious feminists and tend to sneer at them for their arrogant, hypocritical bigotry, their closed-mindedness towards the idea that gender oppression is in fact a two-way street, and that in fact women oppress, that is gender oppress, men worse than vice versa due to their decades-lasting gender crimes against men. So we have here a real non-meeting of minds. The feminists, that is the monoconscious feminists, which at the time of writing, that's April 2022, is almost all feminists. Interpret maskers' criticisms of women, of fluffy feminists, as just more misogyny that feminists are dedicated to combat. When maskers lash out at the major gender crimes committed by women against men, the feminists, the monoconscious feminists, who know nothing about maskers' ideas, merely see men lashing out at women, which to these women is just more misogyny, and hence something to be combated. So they do. They lash out at maskless, biconscious maskless, utterly missing the point that maskers have very good reason to lash out at women, at fluffies and fluffy feminists, because these groups of women do oppress men in a major way and very much deserve to be strongly criticised and punished by maskless. Until millions of monoconscious feminists lose their monoconsciousness and become biconscious, that is, they learn the core ideas of masculism, then this fundamental non-meeting of minds will only continue with both sides just getting their backs up, digging in their heels, and hating each other all the more, that is, deepening the gender war that is already at the boiling point. After 6 decades of monoconscious feminism, the depth of monoconsciousness in women in feminism is deep, very deep. Most women, most feminists, suffer real cognitive dissonance when they're confronted for the first time in their lives with a real live masculist who not only answers back to their feminist ideas, but crushes them with very powerful, emotionally charged masculist ideas. Feminists get really hot under the collar when seriously challenged by biconscious masculists. Look at the extremely hostile reaction of my gorilla woman, that is the pejorative label I give to my most recent e-date woman. See Flyer 514. Generalizing, the question arises, what's going to happen soon when there are millions of masculists? And how will their masculist attitudes interact with their currently monoconscious feminist girlfriends? I think it's safe to predict that these biconscious masculist monoconscious feminist interactions will initially be verbally bloody, resulting in millions of monoconscious feminists losing their biconscious boyfriends, who will see their monoconscious girlfriends as arrogant, hypocritical bigots, become disgusted with them, and then dump them. Thus, the prediction is that in the next decade, millions of monoconscious feminists are going to lose their boyfriends, causing them and their boyfriends a lot of psychological pain when they are dumped. Then what happens? With millions of women being dumped due to their monoconsciousness, it's inevitable that feminist journalists will start writing about the phenomenon, and then bit by bit they will be motivated to attempt to understand the biconscious masculist point of view. They will be asking themselves, why are so many men dumping their monoconscious feminist girlfriends, spitting in their faces, yelling at them that they are MFBs? That's monoconscious feminazi bigots and the like. A lot of these monoconscious feminist journalists will be the victims of biconscious masculist dumping themselves and will be attempting to lick their gender political wounds, trying to understand why they are now penisless, boyfriendless, and spat at by an ever-growing proportion of men as they take up the masculist message teaching these men that in reality women oppress men worse due to women's many decades lasting gender crimes against men. So when their former monoconscious feminist girlfriends utterly fail to understand the emotional source of their biconscious masculine anger and hatred towards women's gender crimes against men, these men will only increase their level of contempt and hatred towards women's, that is feminists, monoconsciousness, and dump them all the more. The prediction is that millions of women are going to be really hurt and spat in the face by their former boyfriends, which will force, in capital letters, these women to come to terms with a new maskless mentality that they initially fail to understand by definition, since they are monoconscious. They know nothing about maskless ideas. So the next step will be the biconsciousing of women, the teaching of women of maskless ideas, so that they learn to become biconscious, and hence a lot nicer to men, since a biconscious feminist loses her monoconscious bigotry, her old belief that gender oppression is a one-way street, that men are the oppressors and women are the oppressed. It's the experience of biconscious maskless that monoconscious feminists tend to be rather feminazi bitchy, because they are angry at men for the ways that feminism teaches them that men oppress women. But since they know nothing about masculism, they don't have that monoconscious feminist anger at men for the ways that men oppress women, cancelled by a corresponding masculine anger at women for the ways that women oppress men, and even worse. Thus, biconscious feminists are much less feminazi bitchy towards men, and hence much nicer to men, so that a biconscious feminist is much more likely to have a boyfriend, and more importantly, to keep him. Since if her boyfriend becomes biconscious faster than she does, then she will run the serious risk of being dumped by her freshly minted biconscious boyfriend, who will become disgusted at her monoconsciousness, her arrogant, hypocritical dogmatism, and then just dump her, punishing her for being an MFB, monoconscious feminazi bigot. Gradually, these dumped monoconscious feminist journalists will slowly come round to an understanding of why they were dumped by studying maskless literature and the many maskless blogs on the internet, for example, my 500 plus maskless flyers / videos. Gradually, millions of former monoconscious feminists will convert themselves into becoming biconscious, and hence understand why their biconscious maskless boyfriends were so disgusted with them and why they dumped them. We will then see the rise of real biconscious feminist converts to female masculism, who will start preaching very hard to young women to be biconscious if they want to keep their boyfriends, and advise these young women, readers of their articles, TV programs, etc., that a monoconscious feminist is much less likely to have a boyfriend, since biconscious masculisted men find such women repulsive, who choose to force such women to rot on the shelf, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, and spat at for being MFBs. Then the tide will turn. When there are millions of biconscious feminists, the remaining monoconscious feminists will face strong competition for the attention of men from the biconscious feminist women, and feel the moral pressure on them to become biconscious themselves, or risk being manless. 99.5% of women are heterosexual, so even the most rabid of monoconscious feminazi still is dependent on men for her sex. If she wants to be penised by a quality man, as she does, due to her female hypergamous instinct, then she will be forced to adapt to the changed gender political ecology, when most men, especially most quality men, have been masculisted and will not tolerate her monoconsciousness with all its misandrous bigotry. So when the remaining monoconscious feminists convert themselves into being biconscious, then the masculists can feel that they have won. That is, they have succeeded in making nearly all women bi-conscious, so that these women understand how they oppress men, and worse than vice versa, so that women vote with men for the men faring of the gender laws, so that men are prepared to give women their sperm again and be fathers again. But that's not going to happen until the gender laws are men fared, the divorce courts men fared, the para legislated, etc. There's still a lot to do on the maskless gender political front. Millions of women need to become bi-conscious, men too for that matter. Before all this happens, however, millions of women are going to be forced to learn the hard, slow way of being bi-conscious by being dumped by their bi-conscious, maskless boyfriends. I consider it likely that this level of pain felt by these millions of dumped women is inevitable. Society is just going to have to go through this painful process in order to force millions of monoconscious feminists to convert themselves into becoming bi-conscious, or they will continue to rot on the shelf, spat at by disgusted bi-conscious masculists who will not tolerate them and who will think that these monoconscious feminists get what they deserve, that is, no man. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Author of the book Masculism, Men's Rebellion Against Being Manslaves to Women, an e-textbook of 520 plus maskless flyers for men's studies courses, freely downloadable in Microsoft Word format from my website.